It's Tuesday night, Jaguars fans. The Jack Del Rio show is on the air.
Boy, I don't know. I think he got to punt it here.
He's not going to. They don't call him Gambling Jack for nothing. Maurice is over the right side. He's got it.
Wow. Talk about a sigh of relief. I mean, holy cow, you're on the 36.5 and
yes.
Going for it on fourth down. Wow. That nickname,
Gambling Jack.
That's deserved.
The Jack Del Rio show on the Jacksonville Jaguars radio network is brought to you by Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue, Wells Fargo, Ticket Exchange, and by Everbank. Now, to get things started, here's the voice of the Jaguars.
The voice.
Brian Sexton.
Good evening and welcome to the Jack Del Rio show here on a beautiful Tuesday evening in North Florida. Beautiful because the weather was nice outside. Beautiful because the Jaguars got their third win of the season. Second in the last 3 weeks. And we head to Cleveland this week for the Jaguars and the Browns on Sunday afternoon. Joined now by the head coach. How are you tonight, Coach?
Good. Hey, Brian.
Good. You had to make some roster moves yesterday. You had to change things around a little bit with some injuries. Evan Britton went to injured reserve. Rasheed Mathis went to injured reserve. How do you, first of all, how do those two players going off your roster impact your team? And second of all, when you bring a guy like Ashton Yabody in, who's been around the league for a couple years, and a young guy like George Selvian, how long does it take for them to assimilate to what you're doing?
They'll get tonight.
They're
tomorrow.
Crash course.
It's unfortunate. To be able to or to lose Rasheed, playing very well, good person. We've been together. I mean, we drafted him out of Bethune-Cookman, 9 years ago, and he's been a great Jaguar for a long time, and. I feel bad for him. I mean, because he was really having a nice year, and for us and for him, it's a shame that he went down. Evan, we've been dealing with Evan. I mean, so that feels different. I know it's finally going down and knowing you're not going to have him. That determination finally being made and it being announced, it just feels a little different.
Okay,
because he wasn't playing. He hasn't been playing for a while. He really hasn't played much this year. So that felt a little different.
And when you talk about these other guys that come in, I mean, really, they have to get up to speed quick. Now, I mean,
well, we'll bring them along. I mean, here's the deal. With Yabody, he's a guy that
he was the one I was thinking of in particular.
He's a guy that has played that because he's played. I believe he's either 5 or 6 years now in the league.
Yeah, this is his sixth season.
So you've got a guy with some experience. He actually has a relationship with Mel Tucker from back in college at Ohio State. So there's some familiarity there. So we hope to be able to bring him up to speed, but we're not asking him to do too much. We just want to come in, get a feel for him, let him understand the coverages, how things work here, and whenever he gets up to speed and he can help us, we'll use him.
From there.
And it could be as early as this week. Who knows? But I'm not putting that out on him. We just want him to come in and kind of find his niche. Same thing with Selvie. He gets an opportunity, young player, to come in here. Fight his way into the rotation. That's what he's got to do, come in here, earn his way into the rotation, and then we'll go from there.
Have you been asked today about the situation in Houston with their starting quarterback going down from the you never know what happens files, because you got to keep playing because you never know what happens. But, I mean, it's all of a sudden that kind of changes the dynamic somewhat, doesn't it?
I have not been asked about it.
Okay. Well, so I'm asking you about it now. Do you even mention it to your team, or you just – Focus on the Cleveland Browns. You don't even look at it.
It really.
I expect you to say that.
I think it's great for you guys to talk about
it. Right.
But for me, look, it's all Cleveland Browns. All that matters is our preparation for the Cleveland Browns. All that matters is that we continue to build on the strong things that we're doing and areas where we've been weak that we address them, that we continue to correct and teach and build and grow and. So, no, our focus is squarely on preparing for the Cleveland Browns, period.
Okay. 355-NFL-1, 800-355-6351.
By the way.
Yes, sir.
I watched a little bit of that game last night with Green Bay. And, I mean, are they not a machine right now?
They
are. Just look unbelievable. But I loved listening to Rodgers after the game because people wanted to take him into the perfect season talk and all that. And what did he say? One game.
Right.
Each week. We prepare, we go out, we play to win that game. That's it. That's where his focus is.
Sure.
That's where it has to be in this league. And I think to me it's refreshing to hear a guy talk like that. It's certainly, been proven in my, you know, long time playing and coaching this league, that's what works for you. You've got to go on to the next game. You've got to take them one at a time.
Well, if nothing else, it validates for everybody out there what you and your players and every other coach and every other player in this league say is it really is a week-to-week league. Anything can change. An injury can come about that all of a sudden could change the dynamic. And even though you can't focus on it, if you keep playing and keep focused game to game, well, then you find yourself in a position to be able to take advantage of it as long as you go week to week. 355-NFL1, 800-355-6351. We're back. Phone calls, Twitter, at Jags Voice. And we will talk to you on the Jack Del Rio Show here on a Tuesday evening in Jacksonville, live at Everbank Field on the Jaguars Radio Network. Welcome back to the Jack Del Rio Show. Callers on the line, 355-NFL1, 800-355-6351. Grab a couple calls.
Whatever you like. Got anything on your mind?
I did. And we may get back there. I'm going to have to look at the transcript a little more closely. I'm glad I asked you about that one in advance. Tony joins us from the South Side. Hello, Tony. You're on with the head coach.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey Tony.
Coach, we know you have amazing people skills and also a good coach, but do you believe the team could be cursed?
Tony, come on now.
Well, the reason why, because I heard them talking about the Rasheem Mathis. Mom stole that church lady's van, and she said they won't ever go to the Super Bowl, and that's why I was just checking in on it. They call it the church lady curse from Rasheem Mathis. They say whatever team he's on, they won't ever go to the Super Bowl. And I'm just checking in on that.
I'm going to check with Father Tom and Father
yeah.
Tetlow and a couple of the priests and see if we need to, you know, intercede. But
holy water.
Listen, we'll do whatever it takes. But, no, I had not heard that. Really don't want to make light of it. I just it's the first time I've ever heard it. It just kind of struck a funny chord with me. But I'm a man of faith. I like to believe that there's an awful lot of good going on in this city and on this football team, and I do not believe that, no.
355-NFL1. The best way to answer that is just move along. And we grab Ron, who is also from the South Side. Hello, Ron. Welcome to the Jack Del Rio Show.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I just want to celebrate the team and how wonderful they've been playing.
Okay, Ron. Very good. We'll appreciate that very much. You have a question tonight.
Well, I just have a comment concerning the adage that defense wins championship, and even though the offense has been doing excellent, in my opinion, the defense has really been holding their ground, so all the investment that went in for the defense is really paying off. And as we move closer and closer to the bad weather, so to speak, then our running game is going to even be more pivotal, and our defense is going to even be more pivotal to get us to that next level. And I'm excited about what I've heard from coach of New England about the 8 more games after December. So I'm hopeful.
Okay, Ron. Well, we certainly appreciate you taking the time to call us tonight and appreciate your support.
Thanks, Ron. 355-NFL1, 800-355-6351. I didn't quite catch question. It was just pretty much a
observation. Well, he was fired up. Hey, that's all right.
All right, well, let me ask you a question then. Did you see John Fox's comments yesterday?
No, I did not.
It was interesting. You know, obviously everyone's asking about Tim Tebow and 2 of 8 passing and 80% running, which doesn't happen very often in this game anymore. And I thought he made a very interesting comment, as most people did, and that is he said, we're not going to focus on what we can't do. We're going to focus on what we can do. And so he talked at great length with an ESPN reporter about how they were redesigning the offense around them. And so, you know, as you look at this football team and the offense and trying to get it ignited, you're running, I think, 51% of the time, which is about third most in the league. You're doing it well. I mean, do you just keep riding that horse and let the passing come? I mean, it's, you know what I mean? I mean, Gabbert's obviously a very talented guy, and it's obviously a...
Why don't you just ask the question?
I'm trying to think of a different way to ask it. I didn't realize it was asking at your news conference yesterday.
Ask the question, Brian.
Do you just keep riding the run? You just keep riding Maurice?
51%? That's pretty good balance,
yes,
isn't it?
What I'm saying is do you have to run more?
Should we get up toward 80%? Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm not suggesting that. You don't have a running quarterback like they do out there.
Actually, Blaine can run pretty well.
Yeah, he is quick.
Well, let me just say this. I have no idea. I didn't hear John's comments. Obviously, you know, Denver, we'll watch them Thursday night. You know, they play the Jets Thursday night. That'll be fun for everybody, assuming we get out of here in time to watch it. But here's my stance on the quarterback. I said this the other day to the press corps. I said, listen, you know, evidently, I mean, you keep asking me the same question every week, so evidently what I'm saying is not convincing you. So we're just going to have to wait and see. So that was it. I mean, I just, you know,
right.
I mean, how many times can you say, hey, the kid's, you know, doing all the right things. We just got to start hitting on some of the plays we're not hitting on. It's that simple, all right? So
it's tough to ask that question every week, too.
Yeah, 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 no, it is. And I said, I understand you have to ask. Right. I said, I do understand that. And they were being completely fair to me. I mean, there wasn't anything bad about it. It's just how I feel about it. It's like, look, we need to stop talking about it and just start doing something. Then you won't have to ask. And that's how I feel about it. Now, let me just add this. Okay. All right. At the end of the half, we went in no huddle. He moved the ball down, made a great throw, a couple runs, a great throw.
To Chasten West. That was.
And we had an opportunity to make a field goal there to go into half. Now, we didn't make the field goal. That's not part of the discussion. Okay. Came out in the second half and went 8 for 9 with a touchdown.
Led that 9-minute, 40-second drive.
Now, is there anything wrong with 8 for 9 with a touchdown?
No. But here's
right, there
okay.
is some progress.
I saw it.
Okay.
Here's what I guess.
So why ask again?
Because we got an hour.
No, I'm just saying. If you saw that.
It was progress.
Okay, 8 for 9.
Here's the question.
Touchdown, second half. So we just want to build on that.
All right.
We want to just continue to build on that.
And here's the question that I thought. I didn't see the transcript from your news conference yesterday, and I thought I was coming with something, you know, different. And that was obviously we don't see your practice. And are you seeing that progress on the practice field that we saw in the third quarter in Indianapolis? And are you seeing things out there? Are you seeing things that lead you to believe that it's going that direction? And then you inform me in the break that you've been asked that question. So we'll move it right along. And thanks to the callers who are joining.
Am I seeing things out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm seeing things.
Thomas, St. John's County, welcome to the Jack Del Rio Show.
Hey, guys. Coach, good talking to you.
Hey, Thomas. Good evening. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, my 2 cents is you've got the right guy. There's no doubt in my mind whatsoever that Blaine is the right guy for the Jaguars.
Appreciate
that.
I
watch a lot of football, and I watch the other teams and their quarterbacks, and if I had to pick anyone to play for the Jaguars, it'd be him. The kid's good.
I happen to agree with you. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is I'd like you to maybe consider taking a little of the binders off of him. I see him bound up a little bit, trying to do the right thing based on what he's, I don't know whether to say handicapped, but I think there's some untouched talent there that if you just kind of give him a little more rope, I think we're going to see some really good stuff.
Yeah, I tell you what, I think that's a great call, Thomas, a great comment. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to it. I just want you to know, all right, as the head coach of this football team, I am always pushing the envelope, okay? I mean, Dirk could be the first to tell you, you know, I am always pushing the envelope. What happens, all right, to some great ideas and great plans is sometimes as a play caller, you know, when you have exactly what you want and you go out like the second play of the game, you know, when we have it down there in scoring range and a shot to, you know, put a stake in them early, and we have exactly what we wanted, you know, and he makes a bad decision, then as a play caller, that can kind of spook you. That can kind of spook you out of some things. And so that plays into it. I mean, that's just, you know, look.
Yeah, no, it does. It has to.
You can't ignore that, and especially when you have a dominant run, a running back and a dominant run game, and an offensive line that's having its way with the defensive line, and all those things. You may leave some of those things that you have that you know you can do, that you know you need to develop. You may leave those things in the pocket. You may leave those things on the call sheet, and just pound away at them and secure the win. I mean, it is about winning games. And so, you know, so that part, you know, Thomas, I think you make a great point. Look, we are definitely working hard to develop a very talented player. We are you know, taking steps. He is taking steps, all those things. And we have design on much more, believe me. I think part of it is just doing some of it well so that we can build on it during the course of the game. And that's part of the responsibility of just good execution, you know, and make some plays, you get more plays. Just like, you know, Chaz West, Jared Dillard. They got some time in the game. They played well. They made plays. They're going to get more time. That's just the way it works. So do good things with the opportunities you get more opportunities.
Sounds good. We'll take a break. More to come on the Jack Del Rio Show after this on Jaguars Radio. Welcome back to the Jack Del Rio Show. Brian Sexton along with the head coach. You can join us, 355-NFL, 1-800-355-6351. Also, at Jags Voice on the Twitter feed, and I will make sure and pass the questions along to you. Coach, let's grab Bill in St. Augustine. Hello, Bill. Welcome to the Jack Del Rio Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Coach, I know it's been kind of a tough season, but I know one thing you're proud of is your son's play at Episcopal, and I just wanted to – I hated to hear what happened last week, but I wanted to check in and see how he's doing.
Well, Bill, he's doing great. You know, he threw for about 311 yards and a couple touchdowns and ran a touchdown in. So, you know, they fought hard. They were in the game right up to the very end, and he played excellent. So he's had a great year. He's thrown the ball for – over 2,500 yards, which leads the city, and thrown for 20 touchdowns. So he's had a heck of a season, and proud of him because he's worked his tail off to get that opportunity. So I appreciate you checking in on him. Thanks for the call, Bill.
Who do they play this week? They go out to the Panhandle, right?
Yeah, they're playing Madison County.
Pretty good football team.
That's what I hear. Thanks for the call, Bill. Yeah,
absolutely.
Appreciate it.
355-NFL, 1-800-355-6351. Got one from Twitter, and it wants to know your thoughts on Mike Smith going for it on 4th and 1 in overtime at his own 29-yard line, knowing, you know, how aggressive you are. And Mike has stood by the call. A lot of his players have stood by the call, too. Do you have an opinion on that?
Well, you know, I think Bill Parcells said it a few years ago. He said, you know, I'm just trying to keep my own house from burning down. I'm not going to worry about somebody else's house. I'm trying to keep my own house from burning down.
He's an aggressive guy too. So,
all I know is, look, if you have a feeling as a coach, you go with it.
Right.
Okay. And that's it. If it works, great. You know, Sean Payton goes for it to open the second half of the Super Bowl. If he doesn't get that onside kick, he's an idiot. Yeah. But he got it, so he's great. All right. So that's our profession. That's what you do. Mike put it out there, believed in his guys. They didn't quite get it done. He knows that when you make that kind of decision, you're going to take heat if it doesn't work. Do you have the guts to make it? Yeah. And if you do, you need to make sure you get it.
And there's your opinion, Tim, via Twitter. 355-NFL-1. Eric is on the west side. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing this evening?
Good.
Hey, Eric.
My question is, I noticed that Blaine Gabbert's been – throwing a lot off his back foot, and what was you guys doing to try to correct that? And I'll take your answer off there.
Okay, Eric. I think Blaine is actually doing a pretty good job right now of playing quarterback for us. And you know what we're working on him with is, like we do all our players, we work on the fundamentals of playing their position well. And you know, for each position, there's a position coach and a list of things that they want to work on to really streamline and teach and coach and make sure that they understand exactly what they've got to do to play at the highest level. There's polish at this level. You know, when you play in the NFL, there's a lot of work that goes into footwork and timing and delivery and how you're holding the ball, where you're handing the ball off, making sure you're giving the back the room to make his cut, and how you're carrying out a play fake afterwards, and you know when you're dropping 3-step, 5-step, 7-step, 5-step with a hitch, you know all those things go into it. Bootlegs and all the actions that go along with playing in this league at this level, and so he like everybody on our football team, you know, our coaches work hard on the fundamentals. You know we do kind of designate quite a bit of time for individual time where we actually work that the fundamental detail. A lot of people say, we don't have time to work fundamentals during the season. That's not true, at least not here. We work fundamentals year-round, and we don't maybe don't get as much time as you do during training camp.
Right.
But individual attention to fundamentals at each position continues throughout our season. And Blaine, like all guys on the football team, are being drilled every day and making progress.
Grab another call, and it's Tim in Nocatee. Hello, Tim. Welcome to the Jack Del Rio Show.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Good evening, Tim.
I had a quick question. You talked about the growing and the grooming of Blaine. On Dillard's touchdown, he called a timeout just before that. Was there something that he saw to want to change the play?
No. I don't believe there was a timeout there. Was there a timeout there?
Yeah, he you guys went up to the line, and then he called a timeout.
Yeah, he did. There was a timeout there. I'm not sure whether he called it or not. I have to go back and look at the play-by-play.
Yeah, yeah.
Did he call it? Oh, the play clock was running down.
Play clock, okay, yeah. The play clock had run down. But the play call, it wasn't like he saw something and wanted. Yeah, I do recall
that.
Yeah,
now that you say that.
Yeah, the play clock had run down, so he wasn't going to get the playoff, so he called a timeout. No, but what happened on the touchdown play, the receiver and the quarterback, you know, that's what you do. You know, he's got an individual, he's got a man-on-man situation there. He's got an individual route called. The receiver made a nice adjustment with the DB favoring outside. He stuck him outside and got inside, nice inside to stem release and stayed friendly to the quarterback. And quarterback, you know, did a nice job delivering the ball. And one thing Jared can do is he could really jump.
Yeah.
And so he goes up and snatches that ball real comfortably for a nice touchdown.
He's a guy you mentioned earlier. He got more opportunities. He made the most of it. He had an 18-yard catch and then that 12-yard touchdown catch. And I remember the 18-yarder because it was a well-thrown ball.
It was
a
good
ball.
Those
two guys are developing some.
Yeah, well, one thing about it is Jared is one of these guys that just is – every time you look up, he's out there working, all right? Offense is up, he's out there. The defense is up, it's scout team, he's out there. And this is a guy that you have to chase him off the field. I mean, he's a real hard-working guy. I think with that, he's had more opportunities than maybe any of the other receivers in terms of, you know, with both quarterbacks because he's out there all the time. So he's stayed healthy. Obviously, you know, he's come through the last couple of years, you know, battling some injuries. He's been kind of put that in his past, and now he's really coming on for us.
Appreciate the phone call, Tim. We take this break and return. More to come with the head coach after this. And you're listening to the Jack Del Rio Show on the Jaguars Radio Network. All right, rolling right along here with the head coach. 355-NFL-1, 800-355-6351. Really, I've not even gotten to the Cleveland Browns, but Todd is doing it down it. Down at donut? He's over at Town Center. And you're going to Cleveland, huh, Todd? Todd? All right. He's not there.
Hey, I'm sorry.
No, all right.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Todd. You're on.
For you.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, there's a group of us that go to one game a year, and we picked Cleveland out of the hat this year, and, you know, looking to root you on for that 10-6 finish, and, you know, we went to Dallas last year and got a big win, so we're looking forward to their kicker this weekend and taking a win away.
All right, Todd, love that. Love to hear it. So have you gone every year? How many years have you been going? Was last year the first year?
No, it's been 10 years running now. Actually, one of the years were whenever I turned 40, and Rasheen picked it off in Pittsburgh, which
2005.
You know, big fat cigars going across the river on their little river ferry was real real pleasant for our group.
All right.
So we appreciate it, Coach, and looking forward to this weekend.
Well, we appreciate you, you know, supporting us like that and picking a game each year and traveling up there and supporting the team. So appreciate that very much. And we hope to go up there and give you guys a reason to smile and light that big old cigar this week.
I haven't even seen the forecast for this weekend up in Cleveland. Have you? It's not going to be snowing.
Let me guess.
Hold on, I'll look.
Gray.
Well, that's Cleveland.
Windy.
Hold on.
And cool. It should be this time of year, right?
Well, yeah, it should be cooler here, too. Oh.
Snowflakes?
Well, yeah, Thursday and Thursday night, there's a 40% chance of snow.
Love it. Our guys would love the snow.
Well, we've been there in the snow. The last time we were there, at the end of 09, it was snow. Here you go. Saturday night, chance of showers, mostly cloudy, a low around 46. Chance of precipitation. It's not working tonight. Precipitation, 30%. Sunday, chance of showers, cloudy, high near 57. Chance of precipitation, 50%.
So it's going to be rainy and sloppy. Yeah. No snow.
Yeah, but I mean, when you think Cleveland, you think, you know, Jim Brown and in the mud. And
yeah, well, it sounds like we're going to get that.
There's a little bit of that up there. 355-NFL, 1-800-355-6351. If you'd like to join us on the program this evening, Colt McCoy and the Cleveland Browns last week lost 13-12. Peyton Hillis, a year ago we were talking about what a sensation he is. And obviously he's already been ruled out by Pat Shurmur to play this week. When you look at their running backs.
Was he on the Madden cover?
Yeah.
Is there a hex?
I've heard about that. I've heard this, there's a Sports Illustrated curse. There's a Madden curse. There's a Church Van curse
Church
now.
Church Van curse.
We have never heard of those. You know what? We're due for a break. Let's do the break now. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Cleveland Browns, and we'll talk to you at 355-NFL1, 800-355-6351. Hey, thanks to the folks at Seabest. They brought a great spread. Our TV folks have already been in here and cleaned it out. To Seabest Seafood in your grocer's frozen food section. More to come after this. And you're listening on Jaguars Radio. Welcome back to the Jack Del Rio Show. Brian Sexton along with the head coach. We got about 20 minutes left in the program. Yeah, all right, let's do it. We got a couple of callers. John's in Green Cove Springs. Hello, John. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Excellent.
Good. Hey, John.
Coach, Nate Collins played a pretty good game filling in for Knighton. And yep. What I was thinking is could we have Knighton and him and then push Al outside?
Well, what don't you like about Mincy?
Oh, nothing. But I'm just saying, you know, because we have, like, Roth and then Mincy and just, you know, shove another guy out there on different occasions too.
Well, you know what? I know one thing, John. You're paying attention because Nate Collins played well in the game. And
yeah, he did.
Hey, he did. He did a nice shot. The other guy is C.J. Mosley. Did you notice C.J.?
Yeah, that looked good too.
Yeah, C.J. did a nice job.
I mean, all I can do, Coach, is what I can play back on, you know, my TV. I don't have the good films like you guys do, but I noticed different things, and I noticed Collins played a good game.
Well, he did. I appreciate you pointing that out. He did a nice job filling in. You know, he's a backup defensive lineman that has fought his way onto this roster. He's here for a reason because we like him. And, you know, he practices his butt off, and he got an opportunity to play this week a little bit more, extended snaps, and played well, did a nice job. So, look, we miss Terrence. Terrence is a big guy, big strong guy, big powerful guy for us, good football player. But, you know, you count on your depth when somebody goes down like that. C.J. Mosley, Nate Collins, they're called on to do more, and they both played well in this last game.
Appreciate the phone call, John. 355-NFL1. Let's grab Jason, who's standing by in St. Augustine. Hello, Jason.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for taking the call. Coach, love to see the team on the field. Season ticket holder, and have a great time out there. And I guess the question I had was, a caller earlier made a comment about, quote-unquote, taking the handcuffs off of Blaine and having him sling the ball around. My question is, it seems to me the receivers don't seem to be getting that separation and open as often as I'd like to see, you know, live game from the TV. My question would be, you work with Blaine every day. What do you think about his mental toughness and his attitude? If he was slinging the ball around and maybe interceptions went up or he tried to fit it in even smaller windows, how would he handle that? What would it do to his development, you know, 2-3 years down the road?
Well, again, you're asking a lot of hypotheticals. I mean, you know, from my standpoint, you know, we're working hard on making the offense work. You know, when you're talking about the passing part of it, you're talking about protection. You're talking about receivers, tight ends, and backs running, you know, proper routes and getting themselves separation, the quarterback being on time and accurate. And those are the things that go together when you do it well. So, you know, it's I guess for whatever reason, you know, it's really the one area that is kind of the one area where we haven't really, you know, flourished. And so it's all anyone wants to talk about. So I understand that, but I'm just trying to say there's only so much you can say.
Sure.
You're right. We are working on it. Yeah, it's easier to throw into a wide open window. Yeah. I mean, that's part of what we do. You look to create separation, not have it be as tight as possible. You don't want to have to force it into tight windows. I mean, Jason makes a good point about that. That's not good for a quarterback, for any quarterback. Even as good as Rodgers, was last night, he fit a few balls into tight windows, but a lot of times he's thrown into guys that have created some nice separation. Right. So it goes hand in hand. It's obviously a lot more friendly for a quarterback if there's a lot of room, a lot of separation. And one thing you find when you go from high school to college and then college to the NFL is that the windows shrink.
Yeah.
In the NFL, the windows are smaller. And that's just the reality of playing in the NFL. Defenses change up more. The windows close quicker. The athletes are better. The defenses are more sophisticated. And that's just part of playing at this level. And I believe those things slow down for a player as he gains experience, and that's what we're getting right now. Blaine is getting experience right now, getting good training on the job, and he is making progress, and it will be better as you go.
355-NFL, 1-800-355-6351. One more call in this segment, and we'll make it Wayne, who is downtown, and then we'll take a break. Hello, Wayne. What's happening?
How you doing, Matt? Hey, Coach, I wanted to ask you one question. The receivers, they haven't been getting off the line and everything. What's his name? Cheston Russell, I think that's his name. And Dilla played pretty good. So will we be seeing a change in the receiving core?
Joe.
Joe.
Hello? Yes, sir.
Joe, could you repeat? Brian, I couldn't hear.
I'll just repeat you.
I couldn't hear on my headphones.
Yeah, I'll just repeat your answer from the last time.
Sorry about that. Who are we talking with right now?
It was Wayne. He's downtown.
Wayne, sorry, Wayne. I could not hear what you were saying.
But most of our listeners heard your response about the wide receivers in the question before, and so, we'll go ahead and take our break. You're listening to the Jack Del Rio Show.
What did he ask?
Why the receivers weren't getting separation off the ball.
Okay.
And the answer that you gave prior to that was the windows get smaller in the NFL.
And we're working on it.
And you're working on it.
And what else?
That's it.
And I said earlier that Dillard and West played well, so they'll continue to play.
Yeah.
All right.
Covered it.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Wayne.
Wayne.
We'll take a break and come back. More to come on the Jack Del Rio Show on the Jaguars Radio Network. And welcome back to the Jack Del Rio Show. Brian Sexton along with the head coach. Just a little bit of time to talk about the Cleveland Browns. And we started briefly on their offense. Colt McCoy, second year out of Texas. We saw him as a rookie here. Doesn't impress you with his overall physical stature and isn't necessarily the strongest arm, but he's one of those guys, Coach, that just kind of finds a way to get it done. So the system that they run there with Mike Holmgren and Pat Shurmur just seems to play to him. When you watch the tape, what are your thoughts on Colt McCoy?
Yeah, West Coast principles are definitely a part of their offense, and he's a, I would say almost like a prototypical West Coast quarterback, because he's got great movement. He's accurate. He's good bootlegs and sprints and things like that, and he's a threat to run. I think he's run it over 40 times already this year. So, he's a mobile quarterback, moves the chains. They're converting, I think, third down. Ninth or tenth best in the league, so they're offensively they're getting themselves in third and shorts and converting at a high rate, and so that's definitely something we've got to be alert for.
Do they look different without Peyton Hillis? I mean, obviously in terms of that big back, but do they change
their
scheme without having him?
Peyton had those pipes hanging out. He had his shirt
tucked
up nice
and ran over people.
Yeah, big strong guy.
And they have not had that the last couple games.
Well, they look, the backs in this league, you got to remember, they're all college all stars. They're all very capable. So, you don't ever sleep on any backs in this league, any backs. They're backs that come out of nowhere you've never heard of, and they break out and play great. And they have backs that people have heard of that are playing well for them. So, look, to me, you have to remember that. Keep that in mind. These are college all-stars. These are all, these players are all good players. So, we've got to make sure we tackle. We've got to make sure we handle some of the things they do. They get you. They go wildcat a little bit. They go unbalanced a little bit. They try and hit you with tempo.
Josh Cribb still part of that wildcat package?
Absolutely. Yeah, still part of that package. So, They do a bunch of different things to keep you off balance. They run some gadgets and trick plays to keep you honest, and so they're actually doing a pretty solid job moving the ball. And defensively, they're slowing people down. You know, they're fifth or sixth in the league now.
They're sixth, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're playing good defense. So,
Who gets it done for them on defense? I mean, this is largely a defense of names that people don't really know all.
Well, who gets it done for us? That's the same kind of thing. People say that about our defense. You know, we feel good about them because we know them.
Yeah.
They feel good about their guys because they know them.
Sure.
You know,
guys up front, they got two wide bodies.
When you play well in the playoffs and you get national exposure on a big stage, that's when they start knowing your name.
Right.
Until then, you play well and your local region may know you. So people around here know Daryl Smith. They know Paul Posluszny, right? They know our guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's how it is for them. I mean, I know who they are.
Well, but the Jaguars fans don't know who they are because they haven't seen him.
How about Ruben, 71?
All right.
We're going to go into our
film
lab. We're going to look at him tonight.
What about their rookie Phil Taylor? Wide body, one of the biggest guys in the draft. Four sacks for them.
Sacks.
Are they
active inside? Okay. Yeah, good player. How about Hayden outside?
Joe Hayden.
Yeah. Yeah, Florida guy from right down the road.
Played well as a rookie last year.
And playing well again this year. Good football player, doing a nice job. So players like that, Scott Fujita went over there from New Orleans. Prior to that, he was in Kansas City. And outside linebacker, smart, tough. Gokong from Philly.
Right.
Smart, tough, you know, big, athletic. So they've got some good players on their defense. They're playing very well as a unit.
Well, we know Dick Geron down here, too.
Yeah,
so.
Dick's a good man, good coach, and doing a nice job with that unit. So they're playing good football. Look, they a little bit like us. They're 3-6. Maybe people don't really understand what they're capable of, but certainly we do as we look at the film and get prepared for them.
All right. 355-NFL, 1-800-355-6351. Final break, final segment coming up, the Jack Del Rio Show on Jaguars Radio. All right, back to wrap things up. We kick it off at 1 o'clock on Sunday here on the Jaguars Radio Network. So those of you in Jacksonville, 10 o'clock for the Sunny's Real Pit Barbecue Tailgate Show. Set-up pregame show comes along at noon for the entire network. And then whistle-to-whistle coverage, the Aetna Big Halftime Show, the Winn-Dixie Postgame Show, the Southern Four Dealer Scoreboard Show. You know what to expect, a full day of NFL action right here on this Jaguars Radio Network station, 3-6 against 3-6. And, you know, I mean, the coach is not going to talk about that. You heard it. I mean, you heard him lecture me. It's one game. I've been around this league 20 years. I know it's one game at a time. However, you do also understand that, when a team, 7-3, your rival, the one you're chasing, loses their starting quarterback with seven games to play, it at least becomes a topic of conversation. So here's the deal. You win now, and you set up a game here against those Texans without their starting quarterback. So get the next two, and then that conversation becomes a little bit more germane. Until then, it's still way too far in the distance, especially for an offense right now that's getting about 13 points a game. It's just, I mean, even without their starting quarterback, that Texans team can put a lot of points on the board. That's how good their running game is. That's how good Andre Johnson is and how much better he can help Matt Leinart be. Hey, folks, if you want to burn off pre-holiday calories and support a great cause, register today for McKenzie's Run. It's a 5K run and walk, a one-mile fun run, that includes a Jumbotron finish on Everbank Field and a post-race celebration with Jackson DeVille, the Roar cheerleaders, live music and games. This family fun event will be held Saturday, November 19th. That's this Saturday, folks, 10 a.m., and all proceeds go to the Mackenzie Noel Wilson Foundation to create programs that help young people recognize their full potential. Register online at mackenziesrun.org. I will be there, so be there to celebrate with a lot of your friends and help a lot of young people around the world with the Mackenzie Noel Wilson Foundation. That'll do it for the show. Have a great night, everybody.
This has been the Jack Del Rio Show. Join us again next Tuesday night at 6 for your chance to talk to the head coach. The Jack Del Rio Show is a presentation of the Jacksonville Jaguars Radio Network.